Well, hello there. This is Jake Cordova from Just Not Right, the podcast. You can find it at notrightpodcast.com. But right now, you are listening to a special feature episode of Buffy Between the Lines.
Hello there. I was just going over some of the mail that's been coming in for Buffy Between the Lines. We've been getting many comments about our first couple episodes through email, which is at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com, such as this one from Amber Hollick, who has this to say about the Halloween episode. Ahem. A Halloween goodness. I can't tell you how happy I was to find this. I was wondering if you guys were going to be doing any special holiday shows, and to my extreme pleasure, you did. Thanks so much. This episode was very well written and well acted. All the actors and writers involved in this project are phenomenal.
Oh! More comments! I love comments! Thanks, Amber Hollick.
Oh, Buffybot, why don't you read the next one?
Okay. This one is a review from Jamie Sudskenback. You can find it on her blog at sudsback.blogspot.com. I was really excited to start hearing the all-new fan-produced audio drama Buffy Between the Lines. The first episode was a bit shaky, but the next two are pure Buffy goodness.
Well, thank you for that, Jamie. We hope that each episode brings you better and better quality. We've been working diligently on some of our sound issues. We are a fan podcast, so until we find that Bob fellow from Heroes to make us gold spoons, we do the best that we can.
I have one about me. Can I read it, Giles?
Yes, please, Tara.
This is from Crazy Queen, who says, Tara was mind-whopped. Well, my word, but you get the idea. I also can't believe that I was so sick lately that I'm now listening to the first 1 second. I hate being sick. Anyways, completely forgot about this. I had started to listen to it the other day, but then I wasn't feeling so well and only got about 10 minutes into it. Now at least I can hear the entire thing. Love the character Spike. Has to be a fave of mine from the show, and this as well. Good work, whoever is doing it, if you read the boards here. Also, like the character of Dawn, super sweet voice, quite easy to picture her. I like the sarcasm within the writing, too, with between her and the rest. I'm a true fan of sarcasm. As Willow said, can we kill her? I'm up for that. And there's a little grin on the side. And on a note of the music, I really think it's only because it's not something I'm used to hearing. Don't worry, it's rubbing off on me.
Thank you, Crazy Queen. We love hearing that you enjoyed the episodes. Sorry you weren't feeling well, though.
Buffy Between the Lines is soup for the soul.
What is she doing here?
I was watching Dawn. I brought her along. Thought we'd help out with all the voicemail we've been getting.
We haven't got any voicemail.
Wait, people haven't been calling us at 206-495-6560?
No. Now, since you're here, make yourself useful and read this.
This is a comment from Corey on our Writer's Strike promo. I'll be listening to this podcast a little differently now that it seems the cast is pants optional. Wait. We don't have to wear pants? Yay!
Moving on.
This is from Jason. Hey, gang. First off, I want to give you my thanks for bringing this very ambitious to life. The amount of work and love put into it is evident through every part of it, and it is a joy to listen to. There are a couple of things I wanted to mention coming from this place of love, as I only want to offer what help I can to make BBTL as great as it can be. This is very nitpicky, I know, and I like the idea of the transition sounder between LA and Sunnydale, but that choice and hearing it every minute and a half got grating after a while, at least for me. If there's another crossover episode, I think about changing it. On the same note, I thought the pacing was a little disturbed by the frequent jumps. Otherwise, it was a great episode with a nice surprise ending. I have nothing bad to say about the Halloween special at all. I thought it was a fantastic top to bottom. Great job, actors, writers, producers, guys who bring Tab's coffee at 3 a.m. That job's still open? I make great coffee. I think Tabs has already offered the non-paying job of bringing her coffee to anyone who wants it. As for the transition music, we're working out the kinks. I think it was much better in the Halloween episode, but you guys can let us know by sending us an email at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com.
Another comment! Yay! This one from the Wolfpack. C says, I listened to episode 2 yesterday, and I just say, well done! Again, very happy. Using the amen of Mozart Requiem after the first murder was a very good effect.
I have an email here from Just News says, I just wanted to say that I like your show. I had thought of something like this, but never thought it would actually be something real, and for it to be able to go in my iPod is just great. I like the series so far, I subscribed, and I'm eager to hear the next episode. I would like to say that I like the person that you got playing the voice of Dawn. That girl sounds so much like her, it's not funny. The others resemble the actual characters, but she sounds almost identical to Michelle Trachtenberg.
Aw, thanks, Justin. That's really nice. I like that name. Justin. Justin also has a couple Buffy websites you might want to visit. We're adding them to our list of Buffy affiliates on our website at buffybetweenthelines.com. Just scroll to the bottom of the page and click on affiliates, and you'll see some great fan websites and communities. If you'd like to affiliate with us, just drop us an email at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com.
Oh, here's another one from Lanny Ree about our Halloween episode. Hee hee, Halloween goodness. But, did Tav say Ep 3 was in 2 weeks? And there's a sad face.
Aw, sorry we made you sad, Lanny Ree, but your wait is almost over. Episode 3 will be out November 10th.
Corey seems to agree with Lanny Ree. Corey left a comment on our website that says, Love the Halloween episode. Thank you all for the hard work. I love this project, and I'm definitely looking forward to episode 3 in 2 weeks. Grr, arg, 2 weeks is so far away.
Thank you for your comments, Corey. When we get comments and feedback, it makes all the hard work worthwhile.
Here's another comment on our website. Daniel says, I just have to give everybody who's working on this a proper thank you for helping to keep the fandom alive and giving the fans something new and exciting to look forward to. I'm glad there are still people who care about this show as much as when the series ended back in 03. The actors are all amazing, the writing is excellent, and it's easy to see that everyone involved loves what they are doing, and because of that, it makes it even more enjoyable to listen. I love the Halloween episode. It was very funny, and I could really picture it as having been an actual event that happened on the show. Once again, kudos all around to everybody involved.
Thank you, Daniel. There are lots of dedicated fans out there, and if you're looking for more podcasts to feed your Buffy fix, make sure to check out Strangely Literal, Undead America, Upside Down and Halfway to Happyland, and a new podcast, Jost. You can find links to all these on our website. Just scroll to the bottom and click on Podcast Friends.
Peter gives us great comment on our Halloween episode. He says, another 2 weeks for episode 3? Sad face. That aside, the episode was pretty good bonus episode. How could 2 weeks of Buffy Between the Lines in a row be bad? For your information, I believe Anya says sex 4 times and boinking once in this episode.
At this rate, we'll need to start a Buffy Between the Lines drinking game. Every time Anya says sex, take a shot.
Oh, good idea. If you guys have any more suggestions for Buffy Between the Lines drinking game, join our forum at forums.buffybetweenthelines.com. There's a thread for it there under non-spoiler discussion.
Here's a short but sweet comment from Kat, who says, Very cute episode. Great job, guys.
We also have a lot more reviews on iTunes. A special thanks to everyone who's written in with review on iTunes. This iTunes review is from Superman08, who says, I was a little skeptical when I came upon this podcast. I didn't want anyone messing with the Buffy and Angel universe I know and love. After listening to the first 2 episodes, I am now hooked. The writers and actors do a superb job at portraying everything I loved about the TV shows. Keep up the great work. I look forward to more.
Thanks, Superman08. We're such big fans of Buffy, so it makes us awfully proud that we're doing the show's justice, even if I'm not sure who Angel is. Here's another iTunes review from Tamika N, who says, I have never listened to a fanfic podcast before, and I'm really pleased by this one. I admit, I did come in with some prejudice. I was thinking, there's no way this is going to be as good as the show. But I forced myself to listen, and the first 2 episodes, and I'm glad I did. I found myself truly enjoying them. The voices for Xander, Spike, and Dawn are right on. And I noticed an improvement in all the cast vocal styles from episodes 1 to episode 2. The writing is great, and I really found myself back in the world of Buffy. I look forward to more episodes.
Aw, more love for me. That's so great.
We really appreciate everyone who takes the time out to leave us reviews on iTunes. You can also leave reviews at Podcast Pickle, Podcast Alley, and Pod Planet. This lets other users know how great Buffy Between the Lines is, and lets us share Buffy with more people.
Here's another comment for episode 2. By Asher, who says, Excellent episode. When will you release the Buffy Between the Lines soundtrack?
Well, actually, we've been talking to Austin about releasing a soundtrack once the season is over. We'll have more details later on. In the meantime, you can visit Austin at austinwintory.com. That's WINTORY. Also, you can download our theme song from thesongoftheday.com. We'll add a link into the show notes.
I love our theme song! The Beatnik Turtles rock!
Here's some more feedback for episode 2 from Brianne, who says, I just love the podcasts. Very creative. Can't wait to see what happens next.
Oh, me too, Brianne. Me too.
Here's a comment from Austin, who writes, love the episode. Excellent job with the foreshadowing and the escalation of Willow's dark power. Black is so not your color. Wink.
Here's another comment from CJ, who says, your job is so great. I'm French and I found your website by Whedon Info. It's incredible how the voices are like in the show. I love Xander and Tara. So thanks for this episode. Fans like you help keeping this great show alive. Congratulations. Thanks so much, CJ. And thanks for listening all the way in France. I can't spoil a lot, but an upcoming episode will partially take place in France.
There really are a lot more comments to answer. I have to open the magic box, so we might have to end this rather soon.
Oh, here's one from Maddie about episode 2, who says, awesome job! Sorry for the capital letters, but I just have to say that this episode was absolutely awesome. You've got all the characters right, and it's like watching an episode. I love the fact that she gave the spotlight to Tara in this episode. I think in 6th season we got to see her become stronger because she had to leave Willow, but you show that strength while they are together, which is really cool. And Willow going to the Angel Investigation crew was the uber cool. I almost drowned in my drool when she got there. I thought how they played it in Angel with Willow just standing there heartbroken was such a powerful scene, but to see her interaction with the crew was so wonderful. Orpheus has always been one of my favorite episodes of Angel, and this episode reminded me a lot of it. Thank you guys for such a great and wonderful job.
Did someone mention me?
Angel, what are you doing here? I thought you were in Tibet.
Haven't left yet. I had some business to take care of. Thanks, Maddie, for the very awesome comments. Awesome in capital letters. And thanks to everyone who sends us email at buffybetweenthelines@gmail.com.
Or leaves comments on our website at buffybetweenthelines.com.
Or send us a voicemail at 206-459-6560.
Stay subscribed on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher to make sure you don't miss out any of our special features. We look forward to reading more comments and emails soon.
Don't forget voicemail!
Yes, and voicemails. Now, will you all please go back to wherever you came from? I have a shop to open.
Okay. This one is a review from Jamie Sunskeback. You can hear it on her blog. Blog.
Here's a comment from Austin, who writes, love the episode. Excellent job with the foreshadowing and the exclamation.
Thanks for much. Oh, my God. Someone's going to kill me.
I suck. I'm going to do this in segments because I'm just a retard. All right.